Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Happens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hello.
Hi.
Benuni Tunes. Hi. What's going on today?
Not much. Just, you know, here to send Girls Trip off into the sunset. What a fun, short, fun season. Nice little snack of a season. Really enjoyed it. What's going on with you?
Well, same diff, saying au revoir, as Luann would say, to this show. And just a reminder that people don't change, and Ramona has always been a monster, and she can try to pretend she's not a monster for 5 minutes, but this show is just going to remind us people don't change, especially Ramona. So welcome to another Ramona getting canceled moment. I mean, these ladies really do know how to pull out their greatest hits, don't they?
Yeah.
Luann fucks a dude. Ramona gets canceled again. Sonia has kind of a nervous breakdown. It really is just like a warm hug.
It really is. Before we get too far into it, just want to say on Monday, we are going to be announcing all the details for the Golden Crappies. And that will include a sort of a pre-sale that's going to be happening from Monday to Tuesday. We'll have a code for that for our Patreon listeners. So we want everyone to be able to come to the Crappies this year. We're really excited. We had an amazing time last year, despite there being a quote-unquote blizzard, which was heavy rain. So we're excited to do it all over again. So be sure to stay tuned. We're going to announce it on our Potomac recap. That's our first recap of the week. So it'll be all there. Please tune in, buy tickets for you, buy tickets for your family, buy tickets for your pets. It'll be great.
Not your pets. Ben will have a breakdown if you bring a pet.
Well, if they're trained.
To the Crappies.
If they're trained pets. Listen, if a pet buys a ticket, I love the pet. Yeah. Buy a ticket.
You can be fine.
If your pet buys a ticket, it's the best pet I ever met. It's the cutest dog.
All right. So let's move on to Girls Trip, shall we, Ben? We're on the beach. The ladies are all on the beach. And Ramona's going, where is Lou? Okay. Well, she's probably looking for guys. She's probably swimming like sharks, only for men. Okay? Because that's what she does. And we see Lou in the water with a popsicle. And Ramona, she comes back to the beach, and Ramona's like, are you having a popsicle? And she goes, I am. I'm having a popsicle. And you'll never guess where I got it. A fucking guy, Luann. We know. Jeez. Louise, Luann. My God. Calm down.
Yeah, Luann, I'm kind of this is getting played out now by Luann. She's like, well, so here's you guys want to hear a funny story? So I see this really hot guy, like really hot. Okay. And I was like a shark attack. Okay. So I started swimming close by to him. I'm circling around, seeing if there's a woman close by, any other cabaret stars. And I said, hey, how are you doing? Do you enjoy cabaret? Because that's what I do. I sing songs on stages. You like it? I'm let me tell you something, girls. He was really, like, really handsome. Really handsome.
And he was gray. Like Anderson Cooper gray. So I say, I want a popsicle. And then a woman comes over. This woman. And so I figured, well, that's his wife. But then he brings a popsicle for himself and his wife. And then guess what he did? Girls. Ramona's like, well, I don't know. Did he poop his pants? I think I might have just done. Ramona, pay attention. No, he took the popsicle right out of his wife's hand. And he gave it to me. And then we see a clip. And Luann is such a fucking liar. Because no, he did not. He gave her his own popsicle, not his wife's.
No, that's what she said. And she said,
oh, I thought she said wife, he took it right out of his wife's hand and gave it to me.
Because the wife came up with two popsicles, and then he said, I'm not going to have it. So he took the popsicle out of the wife's hand and gave it to Luann instead.
Oh, I was like, oh, wow, Luann really got busted on this finale. Okay, well, I'm done. That's all I have to say. I really thought that there was a mystery solved here.
But. And then like 5 minutes of everyone being like, whoa, wow. You know what? She wanted to get pop, but she got a stick. A popsicle on a stick. Wow, Luann. Luann really wants to get a popsicle in her. Wow, she's so horny. Horny for popsicles. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I barely even remember these ladies, but here's one thing I will never forget. Ramona did not get anything, but Luann left with a popsicle that also looks like a penis.
Listen, I've really enjoyed this girl's trip. I really have. I think the chemistry is so funny. But these episodes don't have to be all supersized. They don't have to be 50 minutes long. And I say that not as a recapper who's like annoyed that I've got to write that much more notes. I say it as someone who is watching them stretch out this content. Like, we can make some, let's have a leaner, meaner show, because the amount of like confessionals they threw in there to sort of prop up these scenes, and the way they just teased out the party at the end is too much. So next season, my humble note, and this is a note that I've had for a few seasons now, my humble note, normal sized episodes, so that way you don't have to make us watch 10 minutes of someone opening a door. Thank you.
I'll go even further, Ben, and say some things just need to be canceled. And it's okay. We can cancel things, okay? And this was one of them. This was one of those where I was like, you know what? It's where you go to have dinner with somebody that you've dated before, and you're like, we can just go as friends, but you're like, God, I hope this is more than just friends. But then you have that dinner, and you're like, no, it was good we broke up in the first place. That's kind of how I feel. I would suggest maybe a Christmas special. I'm suggesting put all this next time into a 2-hour Christmas special. Still love you guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's it.
This show made me crack up. The cast made me crack up, and it was really funny. And I love the way that they interact. I loved random moments like Dorinda walking across the living room with Ramona's bat, like with bathing suit. It's just, there's something like so, I don't know, I can't describe why I like that, but it's just, I really, really connect to it. And I think it's really funny. And there's, these women make something really funny out of just something really stupid stuff. But that being said, like, the show kind of peaked after episode 4. I think episode 4, it kind of like, that was it. And now, like, the past 2 episodes, I'm like, these are supersized and nothing's really been going on. So I'm with you, Ronnie. Let's tighten it up. Let's tighten up. Let's not kill the golden goose.
So, well, the golden goose is dead. So, first of all, they've killed the golden goose. It has been cooked. So, if you're just going to bring out the goose, just bring it out as an appetizer, is what I say. Serve the goose as an appetizer. So, Luann, of course, is like, oh, wow, I got a popsicle from a man. You know that she walks around the Costco like that.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere she passes with a little tiny cocktail wiener on a little tiny piece of a bun, like, I got this from a man, a hot one with a penis.
Check out this chocolate almond milk from Silk. Yeah, well, I was walking by and this guy, he was a hot guy, real hot, silver hair, on a rascal scooter, handing them out. And he saw me and said, this is for you, young lady. I mean, I might just find myself someone to have a happy ending with tonight. I mean, you know what I'm saying, girls?
So then Sonia, who's wasted because she's always wasted. And this is another thing. Sonia being a tragic figure is really more and more tragic the more it happens. And it's starting to hurt my feelings. Mm. Okay. I think she's funny and fun and everything. I'm at the point now where I'm just sad. Like, the last episode, which we didn't recap, she was just going on and on this bullshit lie story about, she's like, okay, everyone, let's play a game where we talk about how we meet our men. Well, here's how I met mine. He showed up in a limousine on piles of money. Just going on and on about this story that everybody knows is a lie. None of it even made any sense. She doesn't shut up. She's both drunk on drugs and delusional. You can't even tell what it is anymore. And it just made me feel sad.
She is pretty sad. But
I
will say, what was nice about this episode is that we got annoyed Sonia, and I love when annoyed Sonia comes out because she's very inconsolable, and I enjoy that.
So she's sitting on Luann's lap, bonkers, like cross-eyed and bonkers. And she's like, well, I want a guy that when I'm in the same room as Lou, he still can keep his eyes on me. And if I'm the only woman in the room, then you're the only woman. Then we'll just make love together. Just you and me, Lou.
So now it's day 6. It's the final day of vacation. People are sleeping and everything. And Kelly and Martine are hugging. And Martine's going over the itinerary. There's going to be like some sort of like therapy in the water, followed by lunch at a restaurant. There'll be a tarot reading. There'll be a disco party. And, you know, Kelly's talking to, like, the chef and everything about, like, going to the party. And there's this guy, Manu, who is, like, the sous chef. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there tonight. And Martine's like, oh, yeah, like, Manu is on the menu tonight, which I'm really only saying because it's a plot point later.
So then Ramona and Sonia are getting up, and Ramona's like, "Whoa, Sonia, why is it when I open my eyes, I feel dizzy? What?" She's doing that thing where she's like crossing her eyes, and then she's putting her hand on her face, like she's looking over at the distance, you know, that she does. She's like, "Whoa, why am I dizzy right now?" She's like, "Oh my God, the vertigo again? Wow, we're bringing back all the old hits." Yeah, remember? I have vertigo. I'm afraid of heights, like this bed.
Vertigo is very scary. I get very scared. You know, when you look really young, but you're actually a different age, there's a lot of rotating that you've got to do. You're spinning around. What age am I? I'm so young. I could be any age. And suddenly you're dizzy and you're falling over and you're in bed. Whoa, it's crazy, okay?
So then Dorinda is eating breakfast with Martin in the kitchen. He's talking to her while she eats. And he's telling her that tonight they have her disco party. She goes, "Oh, yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to know anyone. I'm good at a lot of things. Guessing Law and Order endings. Naps. Heckling. Putting clips on bitches. Being not well, bitch. But one good thing I'm not good at? Inviting guys. You know what? Maybe I'm going to give myself a gigolo. What do you think of that, Martin?" And he's like, "Oh, well, why not get a gigolo? Let me show you a gigolo. I have one here. Manu."
Yeah, I thought he was joking, but I think that actually he was real. Like, Manu is a gigolo. And he's like, "Yeah, we're expensive." So Dorinda's like, "I can't believe you have a gigolo in the kitchen. I mean, thank God the other girls didn't know he was a gigolo. There would have been money exchanged, fights being had, and that poor guy would have been very tired by now."
Do I have egg on my upper lip? Because this whole time she's just eating and laughing. Okay, so then Lou comes up in her bikini. She's like, "Oh, I'll stay in paradise, am I right?
Take it in, everybody.
You know, it's... You know, another, our last day in paradise, which reminds me of a fine song by Philip Collins. Hit it, boys. It's just another day in paradise. Ooh. Hey, think twice. It's just another day for you and me in line. Xanadu."
So Martine's like, "This is, if I had to describe house in one word, madness. Madness house." So then there's a turtle walking around inside, who's very cute.
Very cute.
And Ramona and Sonia are packing. They're trying to pack. Ramona's like, "Whoa, you know what? I have a situation, okay? Because I'm trying to pack. Where's my silver shoes? Who stole my silver shoes? To come. I don't know where my shoes are. Someone's going to pay for this."
And they're like, "Yeah, they're around. And they look around. And then finally, there's like a whole other section of the closet that they open up. She's like, "Oh my God, look at all the shoes that would have left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh my God, I would have lost 5 shoes. That's crazy, okay? I can't believe I almost did that. Whoa."
So then they head down to the vans and they're going to go for their first field trip of the day. And in Ramona's van, she's like, "Whoa, you know what? I don't think we have a count for tonight, okay? Because I called Pasquale, and Pasquale didn't get back to me, okay? So I don't know how many people are coming. You know, I hope some boys come. Like, what are we going to do if Pasquale doesn't call?"
So then, so Pasquale calls. She's like, "Hi, Pasquale. Hi. Guess what? You're on speakerphone with me, Luann, Sonia."
That's not speakerphone, Ramona.
"Oh, sorry. I was holding up a banana. Apologies." So then he's like, "Okay.
Ramona, you're talking into a shoe, Ramona."
It's like, "Oh, okay. You know what? Here you go.
Now you're just blowing breath onto the window and writing out letters. Just
dizzy.
I'll call him. Pasquale, it's me, Luann." Jesus.
"All right, here's what we need. We need men and a lot of them, but none of those 20-somethings. We need people who are 30 to Anderson Cooper hair age. So get them over here and get them there quickly, and no women. All right? I don't want to see a single breast or vagina in my presence."
So then they get to the beach. And so where they're parked, they park on like the side of the beach, and then there's just a railing along the beach and the freeway, and then stairs down to the beach. And Kristen gets out and goes, "Oh my God, are we going to the beach?"
She's real observant.
"No, Kristen, you're going to stand in the middle of the freeway. Go down to the fucking beach, Kristen." So they go down to the beach and they meet this couple. And Luann's just passing people like,
"Bonjour, bonjour, merci, français.
Je parle.
Soy am Luan de la France. Francais, Francais. Egg, egg, egg.
Je parle français. Je peux te parler. Parce que je sais la langue. Ah, bonjour, bonjour. That was some president of French Club French right there for everyone. So they meet up with these two instructors who are like the water therapists, and they're talking about like, hello, my name is Brad, and this is Nanda, or Greg and Nanda, and like, we're going to talk to you about Jiatsu. And Sonia's in the background going, Watsu? It's Watsu. It's Watsu. I know about Watsu. Like, no, it's Junzu. It's different. No, but Watsu. It's mainly Watsu.
Watsu. Patsu. Snatsu, Yahtzee,
I did it.
Putin, Labrador. I've done all of those things.
Shih Tzu therapy, love it.
Who cares? Water therapy is water therapy. You do this and it. I mean, it's water therapy. Anyone can do it. Who cares? Stupid water therapy.
So here we start to see Sonia unraveling about water therapy.
Yeah.
No one really ever finds out why this triggers Sonia, but we see Sonia start spinning out of control. And she's telling us, I already did water therapy. It's like you're in the womb. And she's like, why would I want to be in the womb? Why?
I think she's like afraid she's going to have a breakdown or something. She is.
I think she is too, because we see clips of other spiritual, like how much Sonia loves spirituality. And we see one where the lady's beating the drum. And then we see the wind chime lady. And we're like, oh my God, Jamie Lee Curtis has been on so many shows. But then, if I recall correctly, Sonia had a pretty bad breakdown in one of those. And I think she's afraid of looking stupid again.
Well, remember, I think she had also a breakdown when they saw a psychic in Salem. I think she had, or Ramona did. Ramona had like one of the few like really emotionally moving scenes. But yeah, Sonia, I think she's just probably afraid to have like a full on meltdown. I don't know. So they're going to do two people at a time. So Dorinda and Luann go first. And Nanda's like, I invite you to sit down on the line in the water and I will hold you like a mother holding a baby. Excuse me, that's Cabaret Star to you. Mother holding a Cabaret Star. Thank you.
So Dorinda's like, you know what, Sonia? You need this. And she goes, oh my God, I've been spiritual. I've used to channel my vibration all the time, but not while we're on a girl's trip. I mean, we're here to be, you know, we're here to get action. Like Ramona would say, where's the hot guys? That's what I want. Where's the hot guys?
Yeah. So they're just like watching Luann and Dorinda in the water, and they're like, oh my, Kristen's like, oh my God, look at their flotation devices. And Sonia's like, she's like, well, this is good. I mean, it might release my neck, guys. I mean, I slept with an ice pack all night. And Kristen goes, well, let's hope it releases more than just your neck. And Sonia's like, was that really necessary? So this pisses off Sonia. I feel like this is also a breaking point for her, because Sonia interprets that as being very passive aggressive, because Kristen has a tendency to say everything in a passive aggressive tone. Although I think Kristen was just trying to be like, well, let's hope it's more than just that. Like, hopefully you have like a spiritual experience. But because Kristen says things in snotty ways, it sounds like she's actually being like, yeah, hopefully it releases a stick from your ass.
I thought she was trying to make it a sexual, like saying it like Sonia would like it. Like, I hope it releases more than your ex, Sonia. Like, Kristen just wants these girls to like her, you know? But Sonia hates Kristen. I mean, let's not forget, Sonia has spent how many episodes being like,
yeah, but here it is on the website about your husband cheating on you with, you know, all these women.
That's true.
And then the next night, we're supportive of you, Kristen. But look here, your husband finally found it, Ashley Madison.
Yeah,
she hates Kristen, and it's kind of on the nose psychologically why she would, because Kristen is kind of a Sonia. It's like she's a beautiful model. She married this kind of like gross rich guy. Although Josh, I don't know how.
Remember Josh just JP Sonia. Morgan. Josh just Sonia and said that she was bananas for her toaster.
Yes,
and she did also not forget hates that.
Josh. And Kristen is still married when Sonia is like, literally, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel over here, trying to like sleep on people's couches. And I think she's just really, really bothered.
I feel like Sonia probably has some issues like with like, wow, like the Josh clearly was cheating on Kristen, and Kristen decided to turn the other way or whatever, do what it would. She's like, I want to stay in this marriage. And that I feel like on some level, Sonia has either no respect or feels jealous of the fact that despite issues, Kristen stayed in this relationship and Sonia is now out on the curb going from couch to couch.
Right. And Sonia, you know, other than also being like kind of a model-ish who ended up with this guy and then got dumped, she got dumped for one of her best friends. I mean, Sonia, right. Like Sonia's replacement was one of her best friends who looks just like her. She's like another really pretty blonde lady. So I think Sonia's just like,
pretty blonde lady die.
Yeah.
At this point.
So, yeah, Sonia's like, yeah, I think the word is, she says like, wow, Kristen really is past aggressive. She gets those digs in. And then we see a montage of Kristen making digs because Kristen is passive aggressive. She really is. That's like her whole thing. So meanwhile, Dorinda's having the best time. She's like, this is amazing. I want to become an amoeba again. I'm in my mother's stomach. I'm a baby. I'm a baby amoeba in a human stomach. It's sort of weird, but I love you, Mom. I love you, big amoeba. Wow, you can't spell amoeba without Mom if you put another M in there.
Actually, that's how you spell a mob, but and I forgot what I was talking about. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Sonia and Ramon and Kelly are talking a little later. And Sonia's like, Kelly, look, I have your towel. It's from the gift bag. See, we cared about your gift bag, Kelly. And she's like, that's actually not mine, but glad you liked it. So, like, they finally understand my love language of giving, even though it's a towel from the house.
So now Ramona's watching Luann being like, you know, swayed in the water, or like, I don't know what you would call it, cradled in the water. And Ramona starts to do this like fake cry thing, which is, you know what? Luann looks like she's like in a trance right now. And like, you know, I wish now I could do that, but I can't. And I'm jealous now, to tell you the truth, because like, it's just their faces, their expressions. Oh my God. Like, I really was like not getting jealous about not being in the water until right now. It's like watching live art, like so tranquil, so spiritual, so moving. And I just would have loved to. Even I wouldn't have even needed a noodle, okay? Because they're holding me up. It would have been perfect, okay?
I mean, look at them. Lying on the beach like babies that look really old, even though I still look really young. I mean, sorry. I mean, jealous. Like, they just have these expressions. Like old people, you know? Like, I wonder what it's like to have a face that looks like it's lived instead of just a face like a baby's face.
You know? Yeah. You know what, Luann? Is doing what she's doing best. She's on her back with a man's hands all around her, and she looks so happy. And you know, the only thing you really can see are her boobs, which is good, because the only thing on her body that doesn't have wrinkles, which is different from my experience, because my entire body is young and ageless, okay?
And Dorinda's like, that was so powerful. I just forgot how my mother loved me when I was a baby. And I just saw myself in the womb. And then I was coming out. And it was all dark. And then a little bit of circle of light. And then it was bigger. And a man grabbed me by the foot. And grabbed me out of there. And spanked me on the ass. And I turned to him and I said, you better watch your ass, bitch. You better watch your ass. You better back it the fuck up.
And you know what he did to my umbilical cord? He went, clip, clip, clip. So... Sonia's just like, gross. And so she goes off to pee in the bushes. And they're all like,
she's so gross. Like, she's just so gross. Just, I can't just put a tarp over Sonia at this point. She just goes and then she grabs her bathing suit and like pulls it from the side and just like squats. I'm glad it wasn't a poo because at this point with Sonia, I really wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you know, she claims to be so spiritual, but I'm beginning to wonder how deep her spirituality really goes. I'm like, now's when you think about that, Luann. I mean, so now Sonia and Kristen go. And so Kristen, of course, is like this radiant supermodel she's not a supermodel, but she's a radiant model in the water. And she's like doing, she's like posing and she's got these angles and she's just being like glistening and gorgeous. But like Sonia just keeps on taking in water and like,
it's just like juxtaposed with Sonia's non-grace, like almost barfing up water and like blowing water out of her nose while they're trying to work with her. And Sonia's like, oh, I just don't want to feel all my aches and pains. I mean, if I could just do all this back home, I could stretch, I could do yoga, I could go light a candle. I mean, no one goes to St. Bart's to touch themselves. You got to touch other people.
Hey, Ramona, you got to promise that you're going to come back here and do this. You know what? Well, I wish I could. I wish I could do it right now, but I can't. I can't. I can't risk my arm, okay? I can't risk my arm.
got third-degree burns. And Dorinda's like, oh my God, Kristen cried. But you know, I think Kristen would cry over a Disney movie, huh? I mean, show her a little wooden doll made by an old Italian man that can't stop lying, and then his nose crows, and then he meets a cricket and a fairy, and before you know it, he learns not to lie and becomes a real boy. And Mom!
I love you, Mom!
I love that, like, Dorinda saying, looks like Kristen cried, and, like, this way to be like, oh, look at that. She had a moment that's like, yeah, but she probably cried at Disney movie, stupid bitch. So then, now Kelly goes, and Dorinda's like, you know what I love about Kelly over there? All you can see are her boobs, hey? I'm like, that's all we can see of all of you. Just little boobs. It was like boob jaws. Just like.
And it's funny that they keep pointing it out in each other's groups and laughing. So Kelly is like, oh my God, in the water, something happened to me. Like, I felt like sexual. It was like weird. I was like, oh. And then it was like, oh, whoa. I was like, Girls Gone Wild, hello. I was like, so horny. I was like, spin me, Greg, spin me around. Kelly's having the wackiest last episode. And I have to say, I love that for Kelly.
Yeah.
She's having a pretty good, non-insane last episode.
Yeah. She's like, I had this sexual feeling. There was a big fish that was trying to kiss me. I'm like, so maybe we'll walk back the non-insane thing a little bit. But like,
innocently insane.
Innocently insane. Yeah, adorably.
You're bringing fun back into insanity again.
So then they like do it. Then they're done. And Sonia's like, well, we did that. I mean, I've done this 1,000 times. Like, no big deal. And Luann's like, why are you so annoyed? You're supposed to be relaxed right now. She says, well, you know, you're supposed to make me feel special. And she wasn't even listening to me. You know, she didn't make me feel special when I was out there.
Yeah, super weird. And I think we found the only thing in life that doesn't turn Sonia on. Because I feel like everyone else is like, that was so sexual. And Sonia's like, gross. So Kelly is talking about how it felt so good and sexual, and Sonia's complaining, and they're like, why are you so antsy? What's wrong with you, Sonia? And they're trying to take a selfie, but she's like, I don't want to. This is all stupid. Water therapy. Blah. And so Luann's like, she's killing my zen right now. Just leave her on her own and let's go to lunch. So they go up to a restaurant. Luann's like, hello, très bon. It's a bon pizza pie.
Emmanuel Macron. Bonjour, Carla Bruni. By the way, I have another theory why Sonia was acting a little ornery. I think that maybe that this is the last day of vacation. She's facing the prospect of going back to her non-glamorous life these days. It's like back, like she's lived the fantasy for a week, and now it's like, oh, time to go back to reality.
Does she have anywhere to even go back?
I don't know. You know? Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that as a bitchy joke.
Yeah, no, I think
it's like super sad.
Yeah.
This girl's trip made me like, oh.
I feel really bad for her. So they're at the restaurant. And then Kristen's like, does anyone have a tampon? And Ramon's like, what, you have your period? Do you have your period? She goes, well, didn't anyone notice? And Rose, what, you're bleeding from your period? You got a period right now? You're bleeding? Whoa, wow, it's crazy, okay? A lot of people ask me if I'm on my period, but that's because I look so young, okay?
Sometimes people say to me, you know what, little girl? One day you're going to have something called a period. That's crazy. That's how young I look, okay?
And Dorinda's like, yeah, we don't know what periods look like anymore. Maybe. Yeah, so cute. You still have your period.
I'm going to order lunch or déjeuner. Okay, we'll have la pizza avec truffles and calamari and a salad de lobster. Je voudrais aussi quelque chose. Pasta de la tomato. Aussi, nous avons French fries, but the fries françaises, s'il vous plaît, merci.
So now Sonia has this wrap thing around her. She's taken all of her clothes off.
This was,
and her ass is hanging out. And now she's got this horrifying wrap, kind of, you know, she's just like dancing around the restaurant, like showing her ass to everybody. And she's like, Ramona, fix it. And Kelly ends up trying to like fix it. By the way, Kelly's an expert at this.
She's so good.
She like drapes her a beautiful dress.
I know.
But yeah, Sonia's just getting more and more awkward.
Everyone's staring.
And everybody's kind of embarrassed. And all the customers are staring at her.
It's like a nice place. And she's really like, It's not a cute moment for Sonia. It's not a funny thing like, oh my God, Sonia's boob came in. I almost feel like ever since the cabaret show where Sonia's like boobs famously came out, she's really leaned into that a lot more. And it's just, it's not a slut shamey thing. It just, there's like a sadness to it all. So, so then, you know, they fix her up and everything. And Luann's like, okay, everyone. Okay. Okay. What? Wasn't that the most magical thing that we just did? Was that, do we all agree, for those of us who could do it, that was the best thing we've done the entire trip, perhaps the entire time, the history of us being together? Oh, I'm so sorry, Ramona, you couldn't be part of that. That's such a shame.
So they're talking about how comforting it was. And Sonia's like, you know what? I mean, for me, I didn't like see my mom. What I realized, though, is I had a thing in my head, but then it was in my neck. It wasn't just in my head. And then she went the other way, and I realized my hip was tight. So now I realize I just need to do more hip opening. So that's really what that brought me.
This is like along the lines of when Orange County went to Miraval in Arizona, and they went to some like meditative session, and they were supposed to talk about what they're like thankful for or manifesting, and everyone was like, peace or... you know, deeper connections with friends. And Kelly Dodd was like, Target contract.
I want to be in Target.
Thank you for doing that, because I cannot hit anything close to that. I can't. My voice is so down in the dumps right now. I can't even get close to Kelly's voice.
So Kristen's like, well, we're talking about emotionally. Oh, Sonia, that's your body. You're just talking about your body. What happened to you emotionally in the water? Okay. Mm-hmm. What, you know, talk about that. She goes, well, emotionally, I thought I need to be done with these dumb bitches and go home. I mean, it's been great and all, but I could really use my cave. Hmm.
Okay. You know what? I have to say something. Okay. You were not relaxed. Okay. You came back in hyper mode. Okay. She goes, no, I'm very relaxed. Well, I think you just have so much stress in your life, and you're just very overwhelmed. And, you know, I just wish there was enough Atma. What was it called? Shih Tzu Atma. Atma Shabazu on the island to get her out of the tailspin. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I'm horny.
So then we see a flashback to 3 days ago, where I guess this is where Kristen was like, so what about your townhouse, Sonia? Which we saw a little bit of earlier. And Sonia's like, I've been trying to sell it since COVID, stupid. But Luann's like, okay, so what you're trying to say is you live in Virginia right now while the townhouse is rented, right? And she goes, I'm just living wherever I can live, okay? And it's sad. And then Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, she's just unburdening. Let her unburden herself. And Ramona's like, me too. I'm going to burden myself too.
Ramona, you just pooped on the floor.
That's not what we're talking about, Ramona.
Too literal. So, you know, all joking aside, I wish, Sonia, that you did have more of the experience and it wasn't just a massage. No, I loved it.
I loved it. It was great. Had a great time.
And now Sonia's basically saying, like, you know, she's like, listen, Dorinda's putting salt in the wound. She's basically saying, like, whoa, I need it more than anyone. Like, oh, you're such a mess. Whoa, it's just patronizing. True, it is patronizing. But also, things can be patronizing and correct.
Yeah. So then Kristen changes the subject. She's like, okay, everybody. Okay, so we've talked about deal breakers in relationships with men, but what about deal breakers in relationships with women? And Luann goes, dishonesty. And Sonia says, not being checked in, not people really being there. And Luann says, yeah, if you lie, you're done. And so Dorinda says, what about you, Kristen? And she goes, loyalty, you know. And Sonia's like, oh, God, now she's talking.
Can you hurry it up? Come on. Are you done yet? I'd also like to add another deal breaker for me with female relationships. Sleeping with my chef. So,
and Kristen's like, you know, I remember when I got the show, I had this like close friend for years and she could not be happy for you. Let me guess. That's very sad. And so he's like, oh my God, we didn't even answer our deal breakers and she answers hers. You did answer.
Yeah.
You and Luann both answered yours. And then Dorinda asked her, oh my God, you're triggered.
They're all like, she is like possessed at this point. So Luann's like, she's actually on topic. And Dorinda's like, okay, Sonia, you went on for like 35 minutes last night and we all sat there and you listened. Yeah, you want to talk so badly. So you know what? You want to talk so badly, you have the stage. Kristen, can you wrap it up? Because Sonia's been vying for the dance floor and honestly, none of us really even care what you have to say.
I don't want to talk now. I don't want to talk. I don't want to.
God.
So Dorinda's like, okay, what's a deal breaker in friendship? Well, okay, fine. You know, friends that aren't there for me, friends that judge me for dancing on tables with no underwear, I don't need that. I need a friend that loves me no matter what. Has to protect me, but also check me. Luann's like, so the deal breaker is opportunists. You don't like opportunists. She goes, no. Because they're not really there when you need them. So then they move on to Kelly. Like, Kelly, what's yours?
And that's not what she's saying at all. You know, it's like she's saying, stop judging me. But I'm sorry. Listen, she's saying, stop judging. I don't like judgmental people. I just want to be who I am. Well, guess what? I'm judgmental. That's who I am. So stop judging me, you fucking asshole.
But,
and put on your clothes. We're trying to eat.
But she does also say that she doesn't like when people, like, you know, are like calling, and then when you need them, they ghost you. And that was something she said earlier in the season too. That was like one reason why she doesn't reach out to people anymore. So then Kelly, they're like, okay, what about you, Kelly? She goes, well, you know, I think like, you know, I think my thing is our opportunist. And Sonia's like, well, I already said that. Like, she can say the same thing, Sonia.
And she's like, I can say it too. She's like, no, I already said it. So Kelly's like, I don't know what happened to her in the water, but her water and my water are different. And I thought, has any sentence ever summed Kelly up better?
Yeah.
My water is different.
My water's up here. Her water's down there. So
I have different water.
So now they're walking out of the restaurant, and there's like a model who's there for some reason that we can't really see. And let's, oh, look at him. He's gorgeous. Would you like to come to a party tonight? Six sexy ladies, but only one open vagina, and that's mine. Come on through.
He's like, I'm from Italy. They're like,
wowee, come on, big boy.
So, let's see. Now we are back at the house, and they're prepping for card reading, and Ramona is coming up the stairs with Kelly, and she's like, you know what? I'm just, like, so connected to spiritual life right now. That's it. Like, I'm connected to it. I mean, let's face it. The other day, let me tell you this. The day my mother died, she came to me in her death. It's crazy, right?
And then she, like, turns. She goes, hi, Martin. My mother, the day she died, she came to me in her death, in my dream. Oh, hi, Martin. How are you? Good. Good to see you.
So then Kristen is...
drunk.
Coming up, and she's drunk and out of breath from coming up the stairs. And so she gets on her back and just starts laughing, like she's on the ground. And so he's like, ah, it will get you a refreshing towel. And Ramona comes out and she's like, Martin, I need my underwear, okay? Where's my stuff? Where's my wash? Where is it? And Kristen's like, Ramona, don't make him do this stuff right now. He's putting a towel on my face.
No, he took my laundry and I need it back, okay? She goes, yeah, but like, you know, the other gal is the one who took it, by the way, and she's awesome. You know what? Where's my laundry? I need it now. I need to pack it, okay? Seriously, I'm being serious, okay? Stop that bullshit now. You're flirting with all the beautiful girls, and I get it, but I need to pack my bag now.
And he's like, I'm not flirting. She goes, you are, and I need my stuff now, Martin, okay? Go get it. And he's like, okay, I'll go get it. So he walks off, and she goes, please, now, okay? You know what? I don't want to leave my stuff. That's it. So he's like, okay. And she's like, please. Bring it. And it's like, oh, God, Ramona. Okay. And this is the grossest part about Ramona is I almost prefer when Ramona is just being vile. But this is one of those moments where Ramona is being vile, but she also thinks it's cute and flirtatious.
Well, she tries to cover. I don't think that she thinks it's cute, but I think when she catches herself, she then tries to be flirty. She tries to pivot to be like, no, I'm really nice. It's like one of those people who's like, is terrible to like a waiter, but if they tip really well, they're like, oh, well, I'm exonerated because I tipped really well. So Martin is...
Except that she's never tipped really well.
Except she doesn't tip
well. You know she's not. She's just terrible.
So Martin is like, she's like, Ramona, it's Martin. Is this what you're looking for? And she goes, no, it's 8 pairs of underwear. Okay, 8 pairs of underwear. And he's like, oh, well, you didn't tell me that 8 pairs of underwear and 2-piece white bikini, okay? Just get it, okay? I've got a pick.
Oh, my God. So she's losing her mind, and she's like, I'm going to go down to the wash with you if that's where you're going to go down, okay? Because I want to see where it is. So they go down, and she's like, oh, open that washer. Open it right now.
She,
and he's like,
she pats
open it. It's on.
She pats and goes, stop. Stop. It's not how dryers work, Ramona. So he's like, well, you can't open it. It's running. And she goes, you know what? Well, baby, I gave you my 2 bathing suits. And like, did you give it to somebody else? Come on, this is bullshit. And then she starts fake crying. She goes, no, don't take my laundry if you can't be responsible. And then she like drapes herself on him. Like, babe, no. Like, why would you do this to me, okay?
And he's like, maybe Sonia took it. And she's like, she did not take it. Why would she take it? I mean, like, if anyone has a reason, it would be Sonia, yeah. You know? And then she goes, oh, and you know what? I need clean underwear, baby. Okay? I better not dirty my underwear because I have no underwear left. I'm like, what are you? And she's, like, transitioned into this kind of flirting thing where she's, like, grabbing at her panties. Like, what am I going to do? What? I don't have clean underwear and I dirty these underwear. I'm like, only Ramona would turn shitting her pants into flirting with fucking Martin.
Well, she's also wasted, by the way. And so Luann is like, hey, Sonia, have you seen Ramona? She dead somewhere? God, we can only dream. And then Kristen goes, oh, she's downstairs. Something about laundry. And Luann goes, where is downstairs? It's like, what? There's a downstairs in this place? She's so, like, unaware that there's a whole place, the whole floor where, like, the staffers and production are living.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So there's a production gear room. So they're walking through it. Martin and Ramona are walking through it. And she's holding his hand. And she's like, oh. Hi. Look, that girl Stefani is over there. Is that your name? Victoria? Sylvia? What is it? Lufthansa?
I call her Sylvia. I call her Sylvia, but it's Stefania, right? She's like, my name is Joyce. Yeah, you're right. Stefania. Hi, Stefania. Sylvia, hi. Oh, look at this lady right here. She's holding a camera. She's probably a lesbian. Hi, I didn't really meet you, but I'm Ramona. Congratulations on your fight. I welcome your rights. The lady looks at the camera like, what?
Lesbians should have a right to marry lesbians, but not lesbians in the army, because there shouldn't be lesbians in the army. Okay, there, I said it. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
And then there's like some other guy. She goes, and you, I've known for years, okay? And he just shrugs and looks at the camera like, I've never met her before.
He's like, who is this idiot? So then she's like, okay, if anybody sees my panties, if you see my panties, 8 pairs of them, okay? Hopefully tight-sticked, like I asked.
You know what? Hello, I just want to make an announcement to this room of servants. If you find my bathing suit, just bring it up. Don't come into my room, because that's not for servants. Just leave it in my drawer. Thank you.
So then it's time to get tarot cards read. So all the ladies start gathering at the table, and Dorinda's just like walking around. She's like, hey, bathing suit. Where's bathing suit, eh?
Yeah.
Is that my bathing suit? She goes, yeah, Ramona. Oh, it's right here. And I put the other one downstairs because it was with my stuff. Okay.
I don't know. For some reason, I just loved Dorinda walking around with the bathing suit. I guess because I was just like thinking of like other Real Housewives, and I just feel like they just would never even be bothered to like hold laundry or clothes if they were walking into an area with a camera. They would like make a PA deliver it somewhere, but Dorinda just picks it up and is like, yeah, I got your underwear. So, it's my own theory. I don't know if it's true, but just that's what I thought in my head and I liked it. So, now Ramona's like, you know what? I have to say, you know what, Martine? So, guess what? Look, these were in Dorinda's bedroom. And, I didn't mean to make you upset, Martine. You know, I didn't even care if I even got them again, ever. You know what? Because I love you and I'm having the best time and we don't want to leave.
Oh, she's so gross. And she's standing like, he's behind her, and she's standing with her back to him and, like, caressing his face like she's on the cover of a romance.
I was cracking up.
I love you, Martin. I didn't mean to hurt you, baby. Okay?
Sit. She's so transparent.
This guy's getting hazard pay. This is rough.
I feel like this is where the difference in our life experiences comes through. Like, you having been like a waiter and have to deal with people like this all the time, it's like, it's definitely like this repulses you. Whereas me, I just think this is the funniest thing. She's so awful that I just crack up.
Yeah. She's just gross. So then, Luann's like, okay, we need sage, everybody. Here we go. Welcome to Tarot, or as I call it, Tarot. All right, everybody. I'm saging. Could you sit down and let the lady do her damn job?
No, it's the moon is in the seventh house.
Let the sun line. That was actually Luann. That was very close to saying the right word. Let the sun line. So the astrologer's like, oh, it's interesting looking at your personalities, blah, blah, blah. So she says that Dorinda's a sexy devil. And then she said, well, Kelly and Kristen, you guys have the same Venus thing or whatever. Are you guys like really good friends? And Kristen's like, oh yeah, we're like inseparable. And Kelly's like, inseparable.
So this lady basically sucks. I'm going to say this is the worst distraught. This is the worst tarot card reader I've ever said. First of all, what kind of tarot card is like, okay, you're a devil in bed. That's not a tarot card. Where's the rest of the cards? Get out of here. How much are they paying for you? She's terrible. What does she tell anybody? She tells somebody, you're a devil in bed. You guys could be friends. You guys could be best friends, or you could be enemies.
Yeah.
And Ramona, you're very diplomatic.
That's where she really lost it. When she said, Ramona, diplomacy is one of your big qualities. I was like, okay, you're fired, astrologer. I think it's time to you start working at the restaurant.
Yeah. So then, let's see. So everybody, of course, disagrees. And then that seems really quick. It's the least dramatic card reading I've ever said. Listen, you're on a TV show. Look everybody up. And we need a repeat of Morocco. I mean, that's when we found out Mario was cheating on Ramona way before Ramona found out.
Yeah, that's right. Good call. So now they're going to get ready for the party. So now we have about 15 minutes of them getting dressed and blowing bubbles in the air and getting ready and like hyping it up. So Sonia breaks her dress because she puts her head through the... I don't know if it was the armhole or a strap or something like that, but she's having a whole issue. And then Dorinda's like, listen, Dorinda Medley knows how to throw a party. She brings the props. She brings the theme. She brings the lasagna. You better fuck it nice. I made it nice. I made this nice.
So everybody gathers for this party, and they're playing with bubble machines. And Kelly's like, I love bubble machines. I mean, I love bubbles and a squirt. That would be crazy. What if, like, I started squirting and bubbles came out? That would be loud. I'd be like, ah,
I was like, bubbles. You're losing the thread, Kelly. You're losing the thread, Kelly. So they're having this big disco thing. They're all in disco. And then they sit down. And the chef is like, and now here we have a soup of coconut milk and local langoustines. I was like, this doesn't feel like a disco meal. I don't know what a disco meal is, but something is wrong here. So
it was a random. It's like disco, disco. Corn soup.
I also like, someone was like, oh my god, Dorinda, your necklace is so chic. And she goes, yeah, it says disco. It just was so silly. I mean, it was all fun and silly, but it was like nothing was happening. So then they're sitting around the table eating their coconut soup with corn. And Luann's like, well, the pirate has tried to call me 9,000 times after I tried to call him 9,001 times. And they FaceTime Tomas. And now Tomas in 2023 has an office job. And he's like fully, he looks like he's in the movie Wall Street. It was so sad. It was such a sad commentary on the trajectory of so many of our lives. Wild and young. And then next thing you know, pinstripes and just trying to make a buck.
Listen, I mean, to me, I guess I'm old enough that I was like, wow, he's not having to fuck ladies for money in St. Bart's anymore. Good for him. And you're like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. He has to work.
Hey, let's play a game. Let's play a game. Let's do the highs, the lows, the... So Dorinda's low was Kelly, not starting off on the right foot with Kelly. By the way, my low was them getting onto the right foot because I really like that feud. And then Kelly says her low was also arguing with Dorinda. And Dorinda's like, but we're going to forget about that because we're reconciled. We're not going to get back on track. Right, Kelly? Right?
Well, I'll tell you one of my highs. It was when you commented, Kristen, on Sonia's pretty kitty, because I had never heard that term before. So that was something. Pretty kitty. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Which is why I trademarked it. And it's now mine.
Pretty kitty. How was that your high of the entire... She must have had a terrible time secretly. Kristen's low was getting off on the wrong foot with Kelly. And she goes, I do think it was a miscommunication. And I think we understand each other a little bit more. I'm like, no, you guys don't understand each other at all.
And Kelly just looks at her like she's crazy. And she's like, okay, well, whatever. So then Sonia's like, oh my god, my high is me and Ramona just taking care of each other the way we do. I need the kinetic of it all. Right, Ramona?
you know what? I love you so much, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for you unless you stole my bathing suit and my underwear. Being with you like this, it's like old times, okay? Like, reminds me how special we are together, and like, we're just so good. And like, being on this trip to St. Bart's made me realize that Sonia and I have this like really unusual bond, okay? You know, we really get each other. We really laugh. We could both yell at servants all day long together, okay? And I could be with her all day in the same room and not go anywhere else. We may not see each other for the next year, but when we see each other, it's gonna be like yesterday, okay? And guess what? When we see each other in a year, Sonia will look a year older and I'll look a year younger, okay? I'm ageless.
She's like, okay, and you know what? You don't even have to call me now, okay? I get you. I get you, Sonia. Look at me. I'm crying. I'm crying. And Sonia's like, oh, wait, okay. Well, I get that you need me to need you. I get it.
Yeah, Sonia says, my philosophy is when you see a text, don't answer because then you get a slew of texts back. I'm like, wow, this is someone who has been traumatized by collectors. That's what that sounds like to me.
Right. So then the guests are almost there. And so they're like, oh, my God, we got to go get ready. And Luann's like, can I finish my tuna?
Wow. Never heard the syllable tune with Luann. So then people start showing up.
That's exactly what all of the reviews of your show suggest that you need. Tuna.
So people are showing up. And there's people coming in. And there's like Carol, the woman who used to own Letty, and there's like a gay guy, and there's a
holy human trafficking. I mean, this is just like this is a lot of human trafficking happening here. And yeah, Carol's like, hello, welcome home. So everyone's like partying. They're all like 20, which is hilarious. It's just like Carol just emptied her club and brought them all over here for $20 each, you know?
Yeah, and there's like there's disco music playing, there's bubbles. And then Sonia and Ramona are changing upstairs, and Sonia's like, you know, we're getting laid tomorrow. That's the difference. We both know we got a hot date tomorrow night. That's the difference. They don't know. They still have to wait a month.
And it's like, do not believe you. And she's like, yeah, I'm dating so many guys. I've got a 76-year-old guy. I've got a sports guy who won't go on the red carpet, so I had to give him up. You know my life. Just so many red carpets. Here, there, everywhere. You know how it is. I mean, then there's a new guy who looks like a Viking with a little short beard. I mean, they're just practically lining up. Hopefully one of them has a couch.
and so then she's like, well, you know, she's like, you know what? You know, like, yeah, she's talking about this, and everyone's like, you know what those girls can do? They can just use their hand instead because they're not getting laid. And Sonia's like, well, why do you use your hand? Well, everyone uses a vibrator. You know what? I don't like vibrators, okay? Sorry. This one time, when this little girl, okay? You know what? I'm not going to tell the story because there's no possible way that this story could end well, so I'll just say.
I was going to say, please don't.
So I'm just going to say, Geraldine Parsons Smith, it's her fault.
So it's like, yeah, you know what? I don't like vibrators because, like, vibrators are party favors. Like, who needs them? Like, they're basically party favors now. And Sonia's like, oh, my God, I fuck party favors all the time. I lost a Donkey Kong on a Vespa up there a couple of months ago. Forgot about that until now. Thanks for the remind. So Dorinda downstairs is like, you know what? Let me tell you one good thing about the disco night. It's going to burn, baby, burn. And we see all these, like, wacky people dancing. Yeah. There's a gay really going for it in a velvet bodysuit.
He puts on Luann's shoes at one point, right? Are those Luann shoes he puts on?
I think so. Or like Kelly's, the pink go-go boots or whatever.
Yeah. And there's a lot of dancing, lots more dancing, even more dancing. They're talking, you know, Kristen's saying how she loves all the ladies, but she thinks it's weird that she had more in common with them 10 years ago. I'm like, that's kind of what 10 years does to people, I hate to tell you. And
also, you did not have anything in common with them 10 years ago, which was kind of the problem. You didn't then either, but it's interesting how memory works, you know?
Luann's flirting everywhere. People are jumping in the water.
Yeah, Luann's going around from guy to guy. And then she's like, oh, hello, everybody. This is Manu. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hello. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. You know what? So what do you, are you a brunch Manu? Because you know what? I sometimes like to have breakfast food at dinner, right?
No, Manu, not menu.
Well, then why are you talking to him?
She's like, well, do you come in English?
Manu, Ramona.
So nice not to have to scan a QR code just to figure out what we want to eat.
You know what? People only pretended that COVID was really a thing so that they could have an excuse to start making QR codes.
They just want to get rid of menus. Okay. You know what? I'm glad in St. Bart's, the menus are back. Okay.
So everyone's like, oh my God, this was so fun. And Manu asks her when she's coming back. And she's like, oh, coming up February. Maybe in February. So Dorinda is squatting in the pool. And her makeup is all over her face. And she's like, yeah, you're in pain. And she's like kind of twerking. And I'm not really sure.
She's like pulling out her chicken cutlets. Kelly is having the best. Kelly's happy just because she like survived a trip where she only looked wild for one part of it. And by one part, I mean the first 4 days, 4 out of 6 episodes. She goes, fight with me, scream with me, put me in the water where I'm having orgasms. I don't care. I'm loving life. Oops, just squirted. So then, then Dorinda and Sonia and Ramona are in the interview room and they're just like loving their party and they're just having the best time. And it's nice. And then the moon goes down, the night.
And it's the end. So now they're in their vans and everyone's like, well, that was fun, everybody, wasn't it? And Luann's like, well, she's wearing like her bedazzled train conductor hat or whatever. And it's like, well, I had a party in my room last night.
And they're like, really, with who? She's like, well, that was fun. Who was fun? And so they're all thinking, is it the surf instructor? Was it the guy with the white suit with the shaggy hair? Or was it the gigolo? Luann's like, I don't kiss and tell. I just kiss and allude, okay? So I had fun with someone, but I won't tell you who. So then we see our rewind as 3:05 a.m. And there is Luann with Manu walking. Manu comes to like bring something to Luann in her bungalow.
And
her hat,
actually. Bouncer! She, like, puts her clothes over the little moving camera thing. Very but then the camera curl. Just keeps moving so it can drop the shirt, which is very smart. They really learned how to get past that. And so the shirt drops, and we see that Manu comes out of the room.
Naked. And Luann's like, well, I had no idea I was going to hook up with Manu at the end of the night, but that's what I call a happy ending. Ha ha!
Yeah, so she finally got her... Finally got her man at the end of it all. And that was it. That was Real Housewives of New York City. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Funny stuff. Funny stuff, even if it sort of lost gas towards the end there. And I guess we'll see what they have in store for us. Who knows if the next one's going to even air. I feel like it's not going to air. I think they're just going to move on to a new edition. Thanks, Brandi
Glanville. I don't know, but Brandi Glanville is saying she's having all these medical issues and... you know, all caused by the stress of being dragged through the mud. And she demands that this episode airs. Season airs because she's been accused of sexually assaulting Caroline Manzo.
She's having stress from being dragged through the mud by her keeping on going onto Twitter and talking about it.
Yes.
I mean, I'll say the only reason why I really want to see it is just to see what Alex McCord is like all these years later. That's the only reason why I care. I don't care about Brandy or Caroline. I just want to see how Alex McCord interacts.
Right. All right. Well, maybe we'll get to see it. I have a feeling we will. I think they'll put it
maybe.
Out.
Who knows?
Time will tell. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you on the next episode.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony,
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Our Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.